this time we'll move back to the top, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll start with order numbers 06-19-2023-01 and 02. So on June 19, 2023, the County Commission postponed those order numbers to the July 17, 2023 Commission meeting. The parcels in the orders are 514 Skyline Road, parcel number 18-2.0-10-004-001-028.000, and 518 Skyline Road, parcel number 18-2.0-10-004-001-037.009. The existing parcels are zoned R1 and 2 family residential district. The rezoning request is for NR3 multifamily nightly rental district. The unit located at 514 Skyline currently has an active CUP for nightly rental issued December 2021. So this are the postponed is the duplex that's close to the high road. You've already had the public hearing. I just turn it over to the County Commission for the next step in this process.
Okay. So does the commission want to hear from the petitioner this morning? Again?
No.
Okay. She said she would hear from the petitioner. Fine. So if we're going to hear from the petitioner, we will also allow the public comment. I talked to a few of you prior to. So if we're going to listen to the petitioner, we will listen to the ones that are here to speak in opposition to it as well. So if the petitioner could please step forward.
Brandon, here's your order.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm here for 514 and 518 Skyline about rezoning NR3, I believe. We have a conditional use permit already on 514. And I heard a little bit of opposition from the neighbors last time. And so I drove this morning to see Skyline curves, and there's no street sign where it turns. So they said they have extra traffic through their neighborhood. So I'm willing, with the board's permission, the neighbor's permission, to make a sign to stick to keep them from going up to Skyview Road. Also, y'all suggested maybe if we put private drive paths to keep them from going further down Skyline Road. Well, I drove this morning. There's already 5 no trespassing signs. There's 2 gates on the road with cross skulls, no trespassing. So I'm more than glad to put more signs if that appeases the neighbors, because I just want to be a good neighbor and get along with everybody. But I was scared to drive any further past my house. There was enough no trespassing signs already. We run it for over about a year and a half with no complaints, no troubles, no issues. We're willing to share contacts, information, so if there is any issues, because like I say, I just want to be good neighbors and get along. And I think some of the traffic also at 265 and Skyline Animal Safari, there's a new neighborhood in the past couple of years that's gone on. It had 70 new builds, and we have 5 nightly rentals on the corner of 265 and Skyline already. I also made a video this morning from our house, and you can't see a single house, a single neighbor, because it's down, it's kind of down in the hole, and there's trees. And I also drove Skyview Road, and you can't see anything from Skyview, and Skyview turns to Long Lonesome Pine, I believe. I don't know all the roads, and it dead end also. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get along and share contacts and just be good neighbors with everybody. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for the petitioner?
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. You said you drove it. Did you try to drive it Saturday?
I drove it this morning.
Okay.
I just got in town late last night, so I drove this morning.
Did you know there was trees across there?
I just saw this morning on the side a tree has fallen this morning. I also saw some on Skyview in the neighborhood, so I guess there's been a big storm or something like that.
Mm-hmm. If you had it rented and you had renters there, and that storm came and there were trees across the road. Are there numbers? Is the name and telephone number posted outside there so that anyone can call, or is it posted inside so they know they could call you to come and remove those trees so they could get out?
I'm not 100% sure, but I can do that. We do have full-time maintenance here because we have other properties here, so we do have full-time maintenance man to take care of, because we did have to cut a tree over in Kimberly City this weekend from the storm that we were aware of. So we have, you know, ma'am?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We do have full-time maintenance to address any issues or any problems. At 10:30 Saturday night, we also own Blue Haven Resort, 32 units. We had sewer backing up at 10:30 at night, so we sit plumbers at 10:30 at night on Saturday. So we have full-time people here to address any issues.
Are those numbers listed outside?
We do not have a sign with numbers on it. No, ma'am, we don't. We have a website, but I can make that happen.
When you went before planning and zoning for the 514 and they denied you, then you appealed to the Board of Adjustments and it was approved then for the nightly rental. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It was approved. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So at that time, you had been made aware of the requirements for if you were going to be a nightly rental, what you were to do. And that was to post your name and telephone number outside and inside. So if there was complaints outside, if there were complaints, who would they know? How would they know who to call? How would you have a complaint?
That's a good question, and I was unaware of that. We do have websites. We do have booking and inside the property, yes, but on the outside, no, ma'am, there's no sign with our phone number on the property. I will admit that. I wasn't aware of that.
That sign is supposed to also have the sheriff's office number on it.
So okay, yes, ma'am. I was unaware. Mm-hmm. I did also, when I left the last meeting, move the sign because the dumpster was kind of blocking the sign pointing to our house to keep traffic, you know, the right direction. So I went straight over there and moved the sign so it was more visible and easier for people to see.
How long did the dumpster stay like it was after you left?
I'd called because I found out that morning, called, and they came and moved it the next day and picked it up and put it where it needed to be.
And what are your arrangements with the disposal for future? How often are they to pick it up?
How often do they pick it up? Mm-hmm. At different times of year when it's busy, we pick it up every week. When it's slow, we're only picking it up every couple weeks is what we're doing, depending on the season. And if it does get full, they'll come pick it up anytime it needs to be picked up.
To be fair, I think some of the local trash companies have had issues everywhere because I've seen a lot of complaints and posts.
New. Yeah, that's new.
It's been going on for probably about a month.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, to be fair, there's a lot of the major companies in the area have had a lot of issues with trash service and having drivers to be able to get the trash. So I don't know that that's a single item just on,
sure,
on his property.
So and the trash, too, the day after last meeting I drove in there with other neighbors, there's only three houses before you get to our house on Skyline. And there was trash cans out at the street with trash in them after I left the meeting, sitting on the road.
This is now a problem. What I was referring to is how often you had it scheduled for pickup. There's a difference in between if I'm on a route and the trash has,
yes,
which
ma'am,
they're going through now, but scheduled for pickup.
Right now in busy season, they pick up every week.
Yeah.
Supposed to.
Mm-hmm. So right now with the one permit, you're to have 8 parking spaces.
We have sufficient parking. We have a 3-car garage, we have a carport, and we have plenty of parking.
Then if you got the zoning, the other one,
it has garage and carport. It's pretty much identical on either side of the duplex.
So you would need 13, Scott, parking places they would need then?
The current one is how many bedroom?
6, and the one that's not zoned is a 5-bedroom.
So your 6 is 10, 7, 5, yep, 13, you're correct.
because there's some on the top floor and you drive around and then there's carports underneath there. And then there's, you know, there's even a third floor down that even has garages underneath also.
And you feel that drive is sufficient to drive around? You drive down the hill, around the curve, and then around, you feel?
Yes, ma'am. I've driven down there, yes, ma'am, on either side.
Any further? Go ahead.
Yeah. I just have a problem with the rules not having been followed at all when the permit was given. When it's a conditional use permit, I have a problem that the rules were not followed that were according to the requirement.
Okay.
And so if it was changed to zoning and you had both of...
Well, this side, I don't have an answer for that, and I'm just being as honest as possible. I do have a partner on the other side. This one's in my personal name. It's just how it worked out. And so she normally handles more of the deal. I was unaware of it, but I can go get a sign made today with name, address, numbers, anything that we need to do. You know, I'd be more than glad to do it.
I think that probably needs to be done regardless of what happens here this morning.
Okay. Yes, sir.
But, again, to be fair to you, I think it's a very common problem, and Scott can speak to that. Scott, is this a singular soul just him, or is there throughout the entire county people aren't putting up the proper postings?
It's pretty much a constant chase. Every once in a while we'll get a call that somebody's posting's not up, and we'll go out, and then we'll find two or three others. If we get slow enough, Presley has gone out to double check. And then get with the homeowners to get a new posting. She goes back out and double checks that. But yeah, it's kind of a constant battle.
Okay, so it's
keep
not
the outside posting up for sure.
Okay, so if you have any questions on what needs to be posted, then you can get with that office.
Yes, sir. I'll get a sign with that. We do have 518 the address and a sign pointing down there, but it doesn't have the
whatever
the name
information needs to be on
okay.
there. If you don't mind, just getting with her and
yes.
she can tell you exactly what needs to be.
Yes, sir.
So again, regardless of what happens, this
yes,
morning.
Sir.
If you're going up. Skyline, if you're going up the road, what sign is there to show you to turn off that road to know there's a driveway, that that's where it's going to be?
At the driveway, we have a sign that has the address and 518 Skyline. It kind of points down the hill. Where Skyline turns, there is no sign from us or no street sign.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't even realize it turned, but I saw that this morning when I drove over there, that's where I guess a tree had fallen. Yeah. So I could put a sign right there also pointing that direction. Because if you don't know, you would go up to Skyview.
Exactly. There's no way to know to get off that road. And the sign to yours, after you turn on the road, I took a picture of it. Your sign's about like that. And to see it, you'd have to get out.
Yes, ma'am.
To get out of the car and look
yes,
to
ma'am.
See.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Well, I'm going to get a bigger sign with all the information like y'all ask when I leave here and start having them make it with all the information. Two signs for that corner and the driveway, if I can do that. I mean, back here, that's not my property, back there where the road turns. So is it okay for me to be able to do that?
You can't put signs on something that's not your property, so I don't know where this is going. I don't know if this is relevant to anything that we're talking about other than on your property, whatever the existing rules are, you just need to make
okay.
sure you follow those.
Yep.
That's all we can require.
Okay.
Any other signage, that'd be a billboard or off-site premise signs, I mean, we're getting into, I feel like we're getting into the weeds.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm willing to do whatever to, you know.
I understand that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have
yes,
any ma'am. Questions.
Thank
you don't
you.
Have any?
Commissioner White,
right.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of the petition?
Brad Youngblood, 395 Denver Road, Branson. And kind of speaking to what you said, the signs outside, and I've been in this vacation rental rodeo for quite some time. And to say that I guess those signs are meant you know, to be there and not following the rules. I have yet to really see a vacation rental that's active, that's got actually them signs. I've actually got one on.